WSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Beryl has begun leaving Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Next up, East Texas.
This is the time now, if you're in the hurricane or storm surge watch area, to protect your home, put up your shutters, cover your windows, be ready to secure your doors, loose items. Determine if you're going to have to go to a shelter if you're asked to evacuate. Know what your sheltering options are. Keep in mind your pets, your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones, other folks who might need help evacuating or otherwise preparing for the storm.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan. Meanwhile, a slow-moving and potentially record-setting heat wave spreading across the western U.S., making life hard for people like Sherry Thompson in Portland, Oregon, living in her car now for the past 3 years.
And it's extremely hard when my AC, you know, I can't run it for very long because it overheats now, so I can't deal with the heat. I just can't do it anymore.
The National Weather Service says the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic regions are also sweltering. Foreign policy expert and podcaster Dan Senor says Israel may try to convince Palestinians to support new leadership in Gaza.
Building up other Palestinians to play leadership roles in parts, not all, in parts of Gaza. And so maybe that in and of itself would put pressure on Senor, because suddenly people start to see an alternative future, an alternative reality, and someone may say, well, Senor is the obstacle.
Senor spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Police say two people were killed, three others injured in Independence Day violence in Huntington Beach, California. Al Pacella lives in the neighborhood where the shooting took place.
I feel that everybody here is so nice and he's yelling and just here to have a good time. Nobody's that we go that crazy to want to harm or let alone kill somebody.
And the incident's still under investigation. A city spokeswoman said on Friday that police did arrest a 26-year-old Huntington Beach resident, and he is suspected of both murder and attempted murder in that case. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Hawaii.
A U.S. district court says public schools in the state must allow Christian clubs to operate on campus just like any other formally sanctioned organization. Child Evangelism Fellowship sued when the Hawaii Department of Education barred after-school Bible clubs over church-state separation concerns. The Supreme Court has ruled that schools cannot discriminate based on religious affiliation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgaria's Orthodox Church has elected a bishop considered to be pro-Russian as its new leader in a vote that reflects the divisions in the church and wider society since Russia invaded Ukraine more than 2 years ago. Unlike his late predecessor, who criticized Russia's aggression in Ukraine, Bishop Daniil has taken the side of Russian patriarchs who refuse to recognize the independence of Ukraine's Orthodox Church. Growing divisions between pro-Russian and anti-Russian factions continue to fester. This is SRN News. The Labor Department says 206,000 jobs were added to the payrolls in June.
Do you remember that soft landing the Federal Reserve was trying to accomplish? Well, Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, says the June numbers show they are getting there.
This is close to what the Fed wants to see. I think we have a good, solid economy with slowing inflation, and that's what everybody wants.
That is Shelley Adler. Louisiana must protect the health of incarcerated workers.
The inmates are toiling in the fields of a former slave plantation. U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson says they face substantial risk of injury or death in blistering summer temperatures. He gave the state 7 days to provide a plan to improve conditions at Louisiana State Penitentiary. The state immediately appealed the decision. Men incarcerated at the Louisiana Penitentiary filed a class action lawsuit last year, alleging cruel and unusual punishment.
That is John Scott reporting. More details at SRNnews.com.